Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication, because punctuation is more than confetti, and you've always wondered if you should teach your dog to lay or lie down. See Season 1, Episode 3 for that answer. And speaking of seasons, this is the start of Season 2, boom! Now, how to start with that bang? Let's talk Beyoncé, Gwen Stefani, and maybe some classic Broadway. And of course, the words they use. You might not have known it, but there is a major disagreement on the usage of a single phrase. And today, we're going to get down to the root of it. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1. If I were a rich man. If I were a boy. Whether you want to start this if I was versus if I were conversation with Fiddler on the Roof or Beyoncé, it's a conversation we need to have. Let's talk unreal conditionals and the subjunctive mood. Actually, no, let's not. That really doesn't sound exciting. Let's talk music and musicians who get grammar. More exciting? Almost, but bear with me. You know that if you went to see your favorite band yesterday, you'd use verbs like this. I was there. It rocked. He was bummed to miss that solo. You were amazing on the drums. But if it wasn't a real show, a show you're dreaming about existing but that doesn't, a hypothetical or unlikely show, you'd swap up your word choice like this. If he were there. If they were there. If I were there. I were. Are you cringing? Deep breath. It's what you need here, whether you want it or not. In unreal conditionals, darn it, I didn't mean to let that slip in again. Anyway, in unreal conditionals, you'll often see words like would or ought to. For example, if asked, I would step up on the stage, or if given the opportunity, she would have blown them all away. But when you need the verb to be, following that if in these unreal situations, it always remains were. Even when you're working with subjects like I or he, which typically pair with a was, it's true. Now, this leads to phrases like if I were the lead singer and if it were my birthday, if I were a carpenter, if I were your woman. Personally, I'm impressed that so many artists get it right. Then there's Gwen Stefani, who went rogue with If I Was a Rich Girl, a remix of the Fiddler on the Roof classic. The gender swap I get, but the verb swap. Why, Gwen, why? You just confused a generation. Is it because the if I was a rich girl isn't actually a hypothetical in her situation? She is indeed rich, so it's not an unreal conditional? It's real? Honestly, I think it's just a mistake, but we can pretend she's just going to grammar levels over all of our heads. And for the rest of us, know your if I was versus if I were, and own it, whether you're on stage, in the recording studio, or maybe just belting out your favorite jam in the shower. Make a wish. Imagine the impossible. Just make sure you're getting your verb straight. And since we're talking about wishes and goals and the new year, there is a debate that arises every year, often intensified by champagne or eggnog. Is it ring in the new year or bring in the new year? Can you once and for all have a definitive answer to give that nut still wearing a Rudolph sweater? Perhaps he's thinking the same thing about you, the crazy lady in a little black dress who debates locution at holiday parties. Or is that just me? Ring in the new year or bring in the new year? Well, I hate to say it, but you're both right. Though only different by a single letter, both expressions are recognized as standard. Ringing in the new year refers to the old tradition of celebrating beginnings and endings with bells, a la Alfred Lord Tennyson's 1850 poem Ring Out Wild Bells, full text on my website. On the other side of things, bringing in the new year references ushering in a new beginning. Thus, you can bring in the new year by ringing in the new year. How is that for a fun answer to the debate? Interesting side note, did you know that New Year resolutions date back to ancient Babylon, when people made good behavior promises to the gods? As for me, I have a book coming out, so there's mine! Happy New Year, folks. Ring it in, bring it in, or do whatever on earth you'd like. If you want to know more about anything I've mentioned here, links to more information are on my website, or they can arrive in your inbox directly when you sign up for my monthly writing tips and language exploration newsletter. You can find both at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Why Get a Grip on Your Grammar? Because that's the name of my book, of course. No, not that one I just mentioned. That one is called Not to Mince Your Words, all about the language of food, coming in the fall of 2019. More details on that soon. And for those emoji lovers among you, yes, let's go there because they are a part of our evolving language and communication history. Feel free to find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yes, use the emojis in the domain, openbooklightbulb.ws. Words, language, communication. You've got this.